12 Summer Safety Tips for Families from Johns Hopkins Experts. Mega Doctor News by Johns Hopkins Medical. While parents are busy preparing for summer vacations and pool days, it's important to also plan for how you will keep your kids safe this summer. Water accidents, sunburns, dehydration, and head, neck injuries are some of the most common concerns pediatricians see during the summer. Doctors at Johns Hopkins Children's Center in Baltimore, Maryland, and Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital in St. Petersburg, Florida, say many of these injuries can be prevented by keeping safety top of mind. Here are 12 tips from Johns Hopkins medicine experts to help kids have a safer summer. 1. Watch for signs of heat exhaustion. Danielle Hirsch, MD, MPH, pediatric emergency medicine physician at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital. As the weather gets warmer, it's important to keep your child safe from heat-related illness. Children and teens are more vulnerable to heat because their bodies adjust more slowly than adults. Those with chronic health conditions, who are overweight or who take certain medications, may be at even greater risk. Heat exhaustion occurs when the body loses too much water and salt. Symptoms may include muscle cramps, fatigue, fever of 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit, 38 degrees Celsius, or higher, and nausea. Prevention is key. Encourage your child to take frequent breaks from play and drink plenty of fluids, even if they don't feel thirsty. If you suspect heat exhaustion, move your child to a cool, shaded area and have them rest, remove extra clothing and use cool cloths or a fan. Encourage fluids with salt and sugar, such as a sports drink. If symptoms do not improve, seek emergency medical care immediately. IV fluids may be needed to prevent heat stroke. 2. Bring a water bottle with you and your children wherever you go to prevent dehydration. Brandon Smith, MD, MPH, Associate Medical Director of the Harriet Lane Clinic at Johns Hopkins Children's Center. When the weather heats up and children begin to sweat, they can easily get dehydrated if they do not replace their body fluids. Dehydration also puts children at risk for more dangerous heat illnesses. Children need 4 to 8 cups of fluids each day, depending on their age, and that amount should be increased based on heat, humidity, and activities. 3. Dress children in sun-protective clothing and apply sunscreen before they go outside. Annie Grossberg, MD, Director of Pediatric Dermatology at Johns Hopkins Children's Center. All children, regardless of their skin tone, should wear broad-spectrum sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or higher. Sunscreen should be reapplied every 2 hours or sooner following swimming or activities that cause sweating. Sun-protective clothing, including a hat and UPF-rated clothing, provides an extra layer of protection to help keep children safe from harmful ultraviolet rays that can cause burns, discolorations, or other skin problems. Babies 6 months old and younger should not wear sunscreen and should be kept out of the sun. 4. Always have a water watcher when children are swimming and avoid playing in dangerous water. In addition to following general water safety tips, families should be aware of contaminated water sources, which can be a breeding ground for bacteria and can present several issues, from Naegleria fowleri, brain-eating amoeba, to gastrointestinal issues. Patrick Malaroni, MD, pediatric emergency medicine physician at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital. Drowning is the second leading cause of unintentional injury death for children ages 5 to 14. Responsible, attentive adults can take turns as the designated water watcher and be responsible at parties and events involving water, such as at a beach or pool, to keep a close eye on the kids. A dedicated water watcher who wears a water watcher badge is an important step in the layers of water safety to prevent accidental drowning. Bodies of water tend to get warmer this time of year, which can make conditions more favorable for breeding bacteria, so parents should be especially aware of accidental ingestion or water going up the nose, particularly in warm freshwater. 5. Keep fireworks, including sparklers, away from children, and make sure children are always supervised near a bonfire or grill. Alejandro Garcia, MD, Director of the Pediatric Burn Program at Johns Hopkins Children's Center. Kids should never play with fireworks. Children younger than 15 account for an estimated 31% of fireworks-related injuries. Burns can happen fast, and even sparklers can reach 1,800 degrees Fahrenheit. If you use fireworks, make sure they are legal in the local area, and remember, always use them outside with a bucket of water and a hose nearby. Soak fireworks and sparklers in water before throwing them away. Fire pits and grills can also present dangers. Keep children away from fire pits, including tabletop fire pits or s'mores makers, and grills to prevent burns that can be caused when they get too close. 6. Avoid grill brushes with metal wires to prevent accidental ingestion. Megan Martin, MD, pediatric emergency medicine physician at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital. Wires from grill brushes can become dislodged and injure the mouth, throat, or intestines. If your child experiences sudden difficulty swallowing, a foreign body sensation in the throat, persistent vomiting, abdominal distension and/or pain after eating food off a grill, it's important for them to be seen by a medical professional for imaging tests to rule out the possibility of a bristle being consumed. Opting for safer grilling utensils is advised. 7. Always insist that your child wears a helmet while riding a bike, scooter, skateboard, and electric scooter. Leticia Ryan, MD, MPH, Director of Pediatric Emergency Medicine at Johns Hopkins Children's Center. Helmets can protect children from serious injuries. Studies show that bicycle helmets reduce head injury by 48% and serious head injury by 60%. Helmets should fit properly, be age-appropriate, and be worn consistently. Helmets should also have a U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission certification label, indicating they meet federal safety standards. Electric scooter-related injuries are on the rise in many cities. Children riding electric scooters or bikes need specific helmets that account for the higher speed. 8. Ensure an unimpaired adult is driving a golf cart and require children to wear seatbelts when riding. Ebony Hunter, MD, pediatric emergency medicine physician at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital. Golf carts can travel at high speeds, causing them to tip over or passengers to fall off, resulting in severe injuries, especially when inexperienced drivers take a quick turn. Injuries from falling on the ground or being crushed by the golf cart's roof are commonly seen in our emergency center. To avoid unintended serious injury, a responsible adult who is an experienced driver should always be the golf cart driver. 9. Be mindful of bugs that bite during the summer months. Erica Prochaska, MD, pediatric infectious diseases specialist at Johns Hopkins Children's Center. Ticks and insects such as mosquitoes love the warm weather, but they can also carry diseases. To prevent bites, wear long sleeves and pants tucked into socks when in wooded or grassy areas, along with closed-toed shoes. Use Environmental Protection Agency registered insect repellents and follow instructions for use and age limits. Check your child for ticks and remove them using tweezers and pulling firmly upward. Kids should bathe or shower within a few hours of coming inside, which could help prevent ticks from latching on. 10. Stay up to date on vaccines and practice good hand hygiene. It is especially important to wash hands before eating or before touching the mouth or nose. Many types of germs that make us sick spread via unclean hands. Allison Messina, MD, Chief of Infectious Disease at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital. This year, we've seen an uptick in measles and whooping cough, pertussis, outbreaks across the nation, which are both preventable with safe and effective vaccines. As families consider summer travel, getting up to date on vaccines is essential. To avoid other illnesses, encouraging your kids to practice good hand hygiene throughout the year will help to keep them healthier no matter the season. Close contact with kids at summer camps can lead to increased chances for illness, so remind your children to wash their hands with soap and water or use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer to help keep germs away. 11. Consider other options of play instead of letting kids play on trampolines, which are the culprits of many injuries seen in the emergency room. Wassim Rahman, MD, Medical Director and Division Chief of Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital Pediatric Emergency Center. Home trampolines are popular and seem like lots of fun, but they're also dangerous. Every year in the U.S., they cause thousands of injuries, including concussion, broken bones, sprains, bruises, scrapes, cuts and head and neck injuries that can lead to paralysis or death. Injuries are more likely to occur when there are multiple simultaneous jumpers on the trampoline. The American Academy of Pediatrics advises parents not to buy a home trampoline. This includes mini trampolines and large outdoor trampolines. Parents are encouraged to engage their child in other physical activities, like riding a bike, playing team sports, or playing backyard games. 12. Avoid drinking water from splash pads and wash hands after playing. Anna Sick Samuels, MD, MPH, pediatric infectious diseases specialist at Johns Hopkins Children's Center. Public splash pads are sometimes considered a safer alternative to a traditional pool due to the decreased drowning risk. However, since the water is collected in drains and immediately recirculates back through the spray jets, splash pads may not be properly disinfected, causing the water to become contaminated with bacteria and germs from people's bodies. If children have been feeling sick or have symptoms like diarrhea and vomiting, avoid using splash pads. If parents have concerns, regardless of their child's injury, they should contact their child's pediatrician.